could show you what you wanna see and take you where you wanna be. You could be my luck.
Get in here. Give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Bergen.
Snap out of it. What, a hot older woman made you feel her cans? Stop crying like a little girl.
I wasn't crying like a little girl.
Hey, welcome back here live with Perspectives with your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, on tonight's show, we've been really discussing the concepts of reinvention. How and why to reinvent yourself at any age. Heidi Dillon joined us live here in the studio and gave us her backstory, when she first reinvented herself, and how she really feels today. I wonder if we can take and use some of this advice and how we can include some of these thoughts and tips into our daily lives. So let's start. Let's put it in perspective. You know, no matter what your age, a simple mind shift can do wonders. You know, I believe most of us, to a degree, are in a rut. You know, whether the rut deals with our personal life, our professional life, or just in our head. So think about it. No matter what your age, you can always shift your mind. A lot of that is also attitude. It's mindset. It's not all about looks, okay? It could just be small things. Looking outside of the box, realizing that you don't have to be the person that you've identified yourself as since day one. Or better yet, the person that everybody else has identified you as. And you continue to live like that because you think that's who you are. And you know you're not. So think about that rut you're in, whether it's professional or personal. Whether it's just in your head, because a lot of times we create these problems in our head. It's called self-sabotaging behavior. We do it because we're used to actually sabotaging ourselves. It's the human condition. When things aren't going bad for you on the outside, you might as well create it in the inside, because that's what we do. So in order to really realize if you're doing that, you have to basically stop, you know, take a tally of what's going on in your life and really see what's working, what's not, or is it you that's getting in your own way. The second most important thing when you're thinking about your life and understanding how to reinvent yourself and understanding the keys to what can cause you problems is boredom. Okay, think about it. How many times have you been bored lately? You know, boredom is really a symptom of something much more important. Meaning, you know, when you're feeling bored in one area of your life or another, it's a symptom of something wrong. You know, boredom can be the symptom for not doing what you want. Boredom can be the symptom for not feeling comfortable or for self-sabotaging behavior. Okay, so boredom comes in a lot of different categories. It wears a lot of different masks. It can make itself look differently in a situation. And I know a lot of y'all listening have had boredom in other areas, not just in your life, but in different things. And a lot of times when we're bored, we add drama. We create the drama because we're unhappy, we're bored, but we're really not bored. The thing is that we're missing something. So let's take an example of this, just something that's not about reinvention. Let's talk about it in marriage terms. When people find themselves bored in a marriage, usually it's because it's unexpressed emotional feelings. Okay, so think about that. Everybody that's listening right now that's having marital issues because you feel like you're bored, you feel like this person is uncool, you don't even know why you married him. You got to kind of sit back and figure out what's going on in your headset. You know, why can't you be romantic? Well, what's going on? Just like in your life, if you're finding that there's boredom in your life, you're finding boredom in your career, you're finding boredom in yourself, you really need to start pulling back those layers and figuring out what is it that you're avoiding. What is it that you're scared of looking at? We all do it. Don't kid yourself. I've done it before. You do it. Everybody does it. It's the human thing to do because it's the way we deal with things. We like to mask things. We like to put a different type of color, a different type of outfit on things that we don't understand. So the best thing to understand is that, okay, I'm uncomfortable about something. You'll be able to start piecemealing it together eventually. Don't, you know, hit your head on the wall trying to figure it out. It's not about that. It's timing. And a lot of times when you just try to be calm, you just try to chill, just try to relax and allow things to come into your headset, you can actually figure out a lot about your life. You know, the third thing tonight that I think is really important for everybody to kind of get is if you're feeling as though you've lost yourself, okay, and I know a lot of people have. I hear this a lot from mothers, I hear this a lot, from even dads sometimes, but if you feel as though you've lost yourself due to family or kids or even work, you know, you can get yourself back or you can take yourself back. And in the process, you can learn about who you truly are. And, you know, in my last book, my third book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life, it's really cool because I've really helped a lot of people reorganize their life in the process where they realized they were living not for themselves. They were living for their kids. They were living to take their children to gymnastics, to soccer practice, to baseball practice, to whatever practice. Fill in the blank, okay? I'm not going to list all of them. Wrestling, whatever. It was all that. And so instead of living for themselves, they were living for their kids. And that can be, that's kind of a stair-step process a lot for a lot of people too, because they could have been living just for their marriage before. Then they were bored, so they got a kid to kind of replace that. And then the kid, then all of a sudden they're living for the child. And we'll talk about that on another show. But you have to think about it in the fact that if you've lost yourself due to something, whether it's your marriage, you feel like you're defined by your wife or husband. Whether it's your kids, whether it seems like work has taken over and you're no longer you, you got to step back and figure out what that is. Because you are an individual. You were at one time. You've made decisions. And I think a lot of times it's good is just trying to kind of get back to your youngster years, your childhood. Have some fun. Laugh. Because I remember when I was frustrated in my past, I usually could never laugh. I was very uptight. I wasn't very happy. And when people would try to make me laugh, I would say, you're not taking things seriously. You totally missed the boat. But in actuality, when you laugh and when you laugh sincerely, it really changes your life because it really puts things in perspective because you can laugh at yourself. You can laugh at the situation. Not everything has to be so serious. You know, the fourth thing I think that's important, and actually the most important, honestly, is the more secure and happy you are in your own skin really means absolutely everything. You know, when you're secure in your own skin, everything is sweeter, everything is easier, and you're really at peace. If you really truly love yourself, and you're genuinely happy with your life and your surroundings, you're really doing great, you're doing excellent, you're beyond it. You're beyond Thunderdome. You got it going on, okay? And that's what's so cool. If you're not and you don't feel that way, and you don't feel secure in your own skin, and you aren't genuinely happy, and you aren't really happy with your surroundings, take a look and start figuring out why that is. Because it's all about you. You have the choice, you have the duty to make yourself happy. You have the ability to change anything and everything in your life, no matter what. Because it comes down to you. You're the final agreeer. You check off on things, or you agree to things, or you disagree with things. So find security in your own skin. And that really begins with trying to figure out what's so great about you. Because what's so great about you, you have something that only you can do. Do you understand there's one thing that every individual has that they do better than any individual on the planet? Okay? You got something like that. So start acting like it. Start showing yourself some love. Start showing yourself some respect. And it's going to go a long way. So, you know, if you've missed any of what we've been talking about tonight, if you've missed any of the interview that I did with Heidi Dillon, you know what? Go to www.ashleyburgess.com. And you know what? You'll never miss another thing again. So don't worry about it. But I think tonight is a really good idea. If you're thinking about reinvention, re-embarking it, think about embarking in reinvention. Think about showing yourself some love. And, you know, if anything, more importantly, tune into Perspectives with Ashley Burgess next week. We got a lot more topics. Guess what? And I'll be back in, 3 shakes.